CFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, featuring stories of people of the valley, produced by media communications and journalism students at Fresno State, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, and welcome to today's edition of Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Trevor Widger. Thanks for joining us. As temperatures begin to climb, so does something else. Reporter Rhett Rodriguez has more on the story.
California gas prices are climbing as summer gets closer. Prices are now averaging close to $3.85 in the state. As the temperature continues to rise, so do prices. Greg Ellis has noticed the difference in what it takes to fill his tank.
Normally, I throw in $20-$25 every time I stop. Now I'm putting in $30-$35 just to keep enough gas in.
Another question is, how will those who drive for a living be affected? Marissa Lilly is a ship shopper who spends a lot of her time on the road delivering groceries. Lilly had this to say about the rise in prices.
I would probably still do the same amount of orders, even if it is costing me another $100 or so a month.
The last time gas prices reached $5 a gallon was back in 2008. Some wonder if this is the year that we will see prices like that again. This is Rhett Rodriguez for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
A large fire at Superior Hauling Company in West Fresno County still burns, leaving Valley residents wondering what caused such a damaging fire. Gabe Camarillo has the story.
Although the Superior fire stands out in scale and damage, upwards of $1 million in fact, Almondholler fires are a yearly problem. Dave Bazaar, sales and product manager at the Almond Company, explains.
I think it's something that occurs almost every year. It can be a real problem when you get a wind like we had when theirs went up, because then you take a small problem and it just multiplies it.
Spontaneous combustion started the fire. A cloudy summer prevented almond hulls from drying on time, sending moist hulls to the plant.
The almond hull, when it's too moist and you get some fermentation happening, and that starts to generate heat. And once they light up, they're hard to put out.
This is Gabe Camarillo for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
A new way to sell digital art online has emerged into the public's eye. Fresno State Focus reporter Andrea Figueroa explains.
A non-fungible token, or NFT, is a certificate of authenticity on digital files. Digital work such as art, videos, or MP4s can become NFTs by receiving this digital signature that confirms it is the original file. This signature contains who owns the digital asset, who sold it, and when it was sold. Terrence Nelson, who owns an independent marketing and media firm in Fresno, hopes to use it to the city's advantage.
Being local and getting into the whole digital market is an opportunity to turn our town into a digital marketplace.
NFTs are bought with digital money called Ether. The highest priced NFT by artist Beeple has been sold for $6.93 million. This is Andrea Figueroa for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Instead of killing plants and making way for new crops, a local landowner has decided to give back to the community. Here is Benjamin Cruz with the story.
White sage is something sacred and scarce in the Native American community. Most who gather it have to travel miles away from home in order to get bundles for ceremony. Kirji Beth has recently become the new owner of a sage oil farm located in southeast Fresno. Before he clears the field for a new use, he has allowed the community to come and gather or take on some plants. Vanessa Garcia is one of the many community members who came and took advantage of this opportunity.
I had none really. I had a couple bundles left and I was really low. I like to give them out to people and I didn't have any more to give out. So I wanted to go out there, pick some, and then get my own plant so I can just keep it at home and then tend to it there.
White sage leaves are bundled and burned for various ceremonies in the community, but is most notably used for smudging. This has been Benjamin Cruz for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Precipitation is returning to the valley, but it's unlikely residents will see a miracle March. Zaim Sheikh has the latest.
After 2 weeks of storms, Fresno has received about 1.3 inches of rain in March. But is that enough to make up for precipitation deficits with only 0.29 inches of rain in February? Colin McKellar, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Hanford, said it's not enough for the Central Valley. McKellar said precipitation for the whole water year is way below average in the valley and the Sierras.
I mean, some of our areas are generally anywhere between 8 to over 20 inches below average precipitation.
Fresno has now received around 6.4 inches of rain for the water year, but conditions are expected to get drier and warmer. In April, the Climate Prediction Center predicts a slight chance of below average precipitation and above average temperatures. This is Ayim Sheikh for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Creatures from long ago are back in Fresno. Reporter Rhett Rodriguez has more on the story.
The dinosaurs are back. Dinosaurs including the T-Rex and Triceratops and many others are now on display. You can now see them move and hear them roar at the Fresno Chaffee Zoo's Jurassic Park once again. This is the third year Jurassic has returned to the zoo. Brandy Gamoni is the marketing manager responsible for bringing the exhibit back to Fresno.
Some new information about paleontology, ancient California, and lots of stuff for kids and adults to learn while they visit the exhibit.
Jurassic Park is now open for you to explore, but act quickly. The exhibit becomes extinct after August 1st. This is Rhett Rodriguez for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
After living through a pandemic for over a year, spring and summer are coming up again. Reporter Ashley Carter tells us about how travel may increase in the upcoming months.
The weather is warming up as we head toward our second spring break in summer during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some airlines are offering deals on tickets, leading people to travel more. But not everyone is comfortable traveling on airplanes yet. College student Haley Wall might travel, but using a different method.
I'd kind of be iffy about it just because, like, I know how many people will be going to, like, those places. I plan on just going to the coast, maybe, like, just stay in our area because, like, I'm driving in my own car. Like, I don't have to go on a plane or anything.
Many areas have travel advisories and requirements. If you plan on traveling in the next few months, be sure to check your destination's travel status. This is Ashley Carter for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
It's been over a year since COVID-19 caused small businesses to shut down, but one business was able to rise above even when some others couldn't. Reporter Carl Cook goes more in depth about how one salon was still able to open their doors even when things seemed impossible.
Local salon Cosmo K Studios has been open for a few months, but almost never got off the ground because of COVID-19 lockdowns. Salon owner Kina Merez talks about almost moving on from the hair business, but persisted thanks to some needed support.
I, for a slight second, wanted to change careers completely because I was just unsure. And then with the support of my husband, he said, you know, obviously you can't do that. You can't get up and just change your whole career path. So I got back down a little bit to reality and thought, well, maybe during all this craziness, we can just open something.
Things then worked out for Merez when she reached out to a real estate agent, since they provided COVID protection and pandemic relief. Even though it was tough for the first few months, Merez is happy where she's ended up. This is Carl Cook for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
With Easter around the corner, churches are preparing for a different type of celebration during COVID. Gabe Camarillo has the story.
Easter is one of the most important religious holidays to Christian and Catholic communities. Sandy Borchardt from Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Clovis explains.
Easter is just as important as Christmas. In some ways, it's even more important to the faithful.
But Borchardt says this year's celebration of Easter will look different from previous years. This is due to the Fresno County Health Department limiting churches to 25% capacity.
For Our Lady of Perpetual Help Church, that means we can have 150 people inside. When we reach that 150, then the overflow goes to our hall where it's simulcast.
This is Gabe Camarillo for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Fresno State's Vintage Day celebration will once again be online this year. Reporter Aiden Garay-Guarobel has more on the story.
Fresno State's annual Vintage Days Festival will be online for the second year in a row due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This year's planning committee says they had hoped this year would not be online, but they were ready anyways.
I think experiencing it first virtual, it kind of made the process easier because we kind of had like a structured plan of how going into this year if we were going to go virtual. But then again, we do have like our kind of our ups and downs because it was planning both in person and virtual. So it was kind of adding to additional work.
Student coordinator Jessica Ponce says the team has been planning for two scenarios since beginning in August. The weekend will now consist of virtual content and events over Zoom. With the festival only 6 weeks away, the committee will now focus solely on providing online content. This is Aiden Garagordoville for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Fresno State students will be receiving the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. Reporter Diane Ocanto explains.
The Bulldogs were hit hard with the financial impact of COVID-19. Learning wasn't the same, even more difficult at times, but hope hasn't been lost. Debbie Aston Stone explains.
Approximately 95% of our students will be receiving some type of financial aid award through HERIS 2. Want to get the money in the hands of our students as quickly as possible.
COVID took so much. This is its time to give back. This is Diane Ocanto for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
A local college student is bringing new meaning to the term night school. Peter Lopez has the story.
A Fresno State business major is finding herself in class at odd hours of the night.
I would have classes that start at midnight, that goes to 2. And then on other days, I would have classes in the morning from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Linda Cho, a senior on track to graduate early, is staying with family in Thailand as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. While things may be difficult, Cho remains positive and offers a few tips to others studying abroad.
My best advice is to just set your goals and to take one thing at a time.
Cho says she is likely to return to Fresno in either April or May. This is Peter Lopez for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
It's no secret. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, many people were affected. Off-campus student housing is one of those areas, too. Jesus Cano has the latest.
Avery Fresno is one of the most popular off-campus student housing complexes. But when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, manager Leani Robinson said her staff quickly came up with solutions to keep students safe.
We have social distance in our amenities, such as our gym, pool area. We were actually delivering packages to your door instead of you coming into the office, stuff like that.
With a lot of students choosing to stay home, there were a lot of worries for Avery.
Obviously, like in housing, you worry about like occupancy. So we did obviously get some concerns about, you know, maybe kids not wanting to come, you know, staying at home, which makes sense. So we did our best to help those kids get out of their leases.
While Fresno State has yet to announce their plans for the fall, Robinson expects Avery to have better numbers than this past year. This is Jesus Cano, Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
California will provide stimulus payments for qualifying non-citizens. Ana Cruz Lopez tells us more.
The state of California will provide stimulus for those who did not qualify previously. Raul Moreno, the chief executive officer at the Education and Leadership Foundation, explains who qualifies.
Those that have an I-10, they right now qualify for the California stimulus.
The steps are complicated and the process takes time.
They must first complete their income tax returns with their I-10 with the franchise tax board. And after that, they will be considered for the stimulus.
For more assistance, you can call 211 or reach out to the Education and Leadership Foundation. I'm Ana Cruz Lopez for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Class is back in session and not just through a computer screen. Wyatt Babb has the story.
After months of online Zoom meetings, Valley school districts are starting to reopen their classrooms for in-person learning. Clovis Unified already open and Fresno Unified looking to return on April 6th, the plans have been put into place. The question becomes, is the risk worth the reward? Caitlin Knowles believes it is for her kindergartner.
Just social interaction in general, it's a huge thing. And it helps, you know, the kids' personalities, you know, their own self-identity and things like that.
Districts have upped their cleaning and sanitation efforts as well as their COVID protocols.
Before they even step onto the campus, they do the temperature checks. You can't even go on there without a mask. Just those steps that they take before they even get onto campus is reassuring.
With Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Wyatt Babb.
As Fresno Unified School District starts to reopen, students are excited to come back. Reporter Michael Garcia explains.
Fresno Unified School District plans to let 25% of students return to campus after spring break. This announcement has many students excited about returning to in-person classes.
I mean, it's going to be good for me because I get to catch up on all my homework that I've been missing on.
That was Jacob Gonzalez, a Sunnyside High School student, excited about returning to class. But even though some students are excited to return, others are worried for their safety.
Personally, don't like it because I feel like it's just going to start. I feel like COVID is never going to go away if they're just keep reopening things and not actually quarantine.
That was Melina Rios, a student who doesn't plan to return anytime soon. FUSD staff states that COVID regulations will be followed. I'm Michael Garcia, signing out.
Students in Fresno Unified School District will finally be able to go back into classrooms with some changes to keep them safe. Reporter Carl Cook talks more about how one school is preparing for the long-awaited arrival of students on campus.
Starting on Monday, April 6th, majority of students will be heading back to Fresno Unified Schools like Story Elementary and finally be able to learn in classrooms. lead kindergarten teacher of Story, Shannon Lusk, gives insight on how they are preparing to finally meet their students in person.
We just have to prepare our room environment, and then as situations arise, really kind of getting some of those behaviors under control, being very stern with some of those rules is going to be more imperative now because it's their safety.
Mrs. Lusk also believes that her students being able to come back to the classroom will help them blossom more since they are still at a young age. Some students are not able to learn as much online like in person, and those are the ones she hopes to meet the standards of like other classes hope to do. This is Carl Cook for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Schools have been online with students learning virtually since last March, but more students are starting to return to in-person learning. Ashley Carter tells us more about this experience for students.
Fresno State has been mostly online for the past year, with a limited number of classes in person. For this spring semester, there are now more in-person classes, which means more students on campus. Gio Alvarado is a broadcast journalism major and is happy to be back in the classroom.
When we went on Zoom, I was struggling a lot. I couldn't balance work, school, and doing my assignments. And now that we're back in class, I feel like I'm forced now to give myself time to drive here to being in class. And now I feel like I have a set schedule.
Fresno State currently has 320 classes that are back in person, compared to 101 classes last semester. To learn more about in-person classes and safety measures, visit the coronavirus information page on the Fresno State website. This is Ashley Carter for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Fresno State students are being asked their opinions about returning to campus in the fall. Reporter Aiden Garagorobel has more on the story.
Fresno State students have been given an opportunity to voice their opinion on returning to campus in the fall. The opportunity comes in the form of an online survey sent by university administration. Many students are using the survey to double down on their beliefs, those being that they need to return to campus.
I'm pretty excited to go back in the fall. I feel like Zoom has been pretty tough, not only for myself, but for many students. Zoom has really sort of disabled people's ability to get the full college experience, and not only college students, but of course, elementary kids and high school kids as well.
Second year student Rebecca Denning says the survey is an opportunity not only for herself, but for the majority of students who feel the same way. With most COVID restrictions easing, this survey seems to be a step in a positive direction for students hoping to return to campus. This is Aiden Garagorobel for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Fresno State is working to better prioritize students' mental health. Reporter Holly Cassina has more on the story.
Interim Fresno State President Dr. Jimenez Sandoval announced the creation of a mental health task force that will find ways to better meet the needs of students during the pandemic. This task force consists of faculty, staff, and students who will examine the current mental health services provided through Fresno State.
It's definitely been hard on all of us. It's brought down anxiety, depression, and people who haven't dealt with that are dealing with it for the first time now because of the pandemic.
Fresno State student Rhett Rodriguez explains that many of his peers are struggling without the normal interaction they get on campus. Dr. Jimenez Sandoval's goal is to provide better mental health services for students in a virtual setting and connect students to off-campus services they may need. This is Holly Cassina for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Rumors are swirling that the Save Mart Center is being planned as a mass COVID-19 vaccine site. Mark Anthony Lopez has the latest on when you can get your COVID-19 vaccine at SMC.
At the beginning of February, there were conversations on the Save Mart Center potentially becoming a mass vaccine site. The plan had distribution for COVID-19 vaccines beginning in March, yet those plans seem to have halted. In a statement from Fresno State's Vice President Deborah A. Stone, she confirmed that the school is still awaiting official confirmation. Quote, "The SMC parking lot has not been approved as an official location for vaccine point of distribution for the state. We have had some preliminary meetings with Cal OES officials, and we are waiting for official confirmation. We welcome the opportunity to support our community." Cal OES did not reach back for comment. This is Mark Anthony Lopez for Fresno State Focus, Radio Edition.
Student parents at Fresno State are happy for the increase in diaper changing stations on campus. The proposal was unanimously agreed to be passed by the ASI Senate.
Currently, there are 3 diaper changing stations on campus. Estela Villanueva has been waiting for a change to make student parents' life easier.
My son had like an extreme blowout, so I had to change him like right away. And I just had to throw my sweater on the floor in the restroom and try to change him as quick as possible without making any mess.
Villanueva's experience was eye-opening. She hopes for more changes to help future student parents once campus reopens.
And I hope that there's also like more child-friendly places in schools. I know it's a school for parents, but sometimes we have to do what we can.
She is happy to see the step and hopes that the CSU system follows. I'm Ana Cruz Lopez for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Fresno State students are looking to make days a little brighter for local retirement home residents. Reporter Holly Cassina has more on the story.
Fresno State MCJ students have created a pen pal program to connect students with residents at Fairwind Senior Living Home. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, many residents have been unable to have visitors.
Seeing everything online with them not being able to have interaction with anybody, I really want to bring some joy to the Fairwinds residents.
Project organizer Haley Langston hopes that the pen pal program will benefit both students and residents who are feeling isolated during the pandemic. Letters from students will be distributed to the nearly 130 residents who are able to participate in the project. This is Holly Cassina for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
High school football has finally returned to the Valley. With more, here is reporter Ryan Jones.
The Dos Palos Broncos were the number one ranked team in their division coming into their season after losing the Valley Championship game in 2019. But then COVID struck and forced them to cancel their season. Head coach Rob Calvert believes his team could have been playing a lot sooner.
I really believe we missed our window of opportunity back in the fall. But at the same time, you know, it's very important to be aware of the power of COVID and what it presents.
Although it is a shortened year with no postseason, the Broncos won their opening game versus the Golden Valley Cougars of Merced by a score of 29-27. After being down 21-7 at halftime, the Broncos scored 22 unanswered points en route to this victory. This is Ryan Jones for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
A Fresno State student returns to the field in unusual circumstances. Zaim Sheikh has the story.
Fresno State student Alexis Castellanos will be making a return to the field, but not in the way you might think. After spending time as a soccer referee in the Bay Area, Castellanos is now going to officiate his first games for Fresno and Clovis Unified High Schools. For him, it's incredibly different. He's been a high school and club soccer referee since his junior year of high school. As high school sports are set to return, Castellano said he needs to adjust to new protocols due to the pandemic.
In terms of precaution, like usually you go with the typical like mask, keep yourself safe. But as a referee, you've got the whistle, you got to blow constantly, got to be constantly talking to players.
Castellanos is also getting adjusted to the city as a new resident. As the soccer season starts to kick off, he hopes to connect with the players on the field and the Fresno community off it. This is Zaim Sheikh for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
The COVID-19 pandemic put a pause to many outdoor sports. But with plenty of time to themselves, students from one program decided to give back to the community.
The COVID-19 pandemic kept the Bullard Girls soccer program on the sideline, but head coach Jonathan Vivian found ways to keep his team busy. Over the pandemic, members of the girls soccer program met up among their leadership groups for moral support.
Did is we have a soccer leadership team, and within that we met once a week and we talked about, you know, life, school, everything that was going on, because it was such a change for everybody.
But the team decided to take it a step further by helping a local church give food back to the community. Vivian said that soccer is more than just a game, and that moments like these help his players grow as people.
Created some time to bag up groceries, and they handed out, I think, 80 bags full of groceries to 80 different families.
The team is scheduled to return in a couple of weeks. This is Jesus Cano for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
The Fresno Monsters are heading home after being eliminated from the USPHL playoffs last weekend. For some, it may look like a season without success, but for those in the organization, they know things are just getting started.
The 2021 season for the Monsters had plenty of question marks, one being who was going to coach the team. That's when Monsters ownership did the unexpected and hired Cody Key, a former Monsters player born in 1998. Key is only 23 years old. Monsters broadcaster John English remembers the move raised some eyebrows.
You get any room full of 18 to 20-year-old guys, and it can go bad fast. And so that was kind of the quiet speculation going in is, okay, how's this going to shake out?
Those questions would be answered with a 30-10-1 record, a Pacific Division championship, and a playoff berth. There's still plenty of work to be done for Coach Key and the Monsters, but the future is bright.
He's just a very developed hockey mind, and I think the Monsters made the right call bringing him in.
For Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, I'm Wyatt Babb.
With the state of Texas officially opening up, college athletes may be inclined to transfer out of the state of California. Reporter Ryan Jones explains.
On March 2nd, Governor Greg Abbott announced he is officially ending the no-mask mandate and will allow businesses to return to full capacity in the state of Texas. Although some may view this as irresponsible, athletes, including University of Wayland Baptist swimmer Nicholas Bradley, are ecstatic. When it came down to his decision to either swim at a school in California or move out of state, he didn't hesitate.
Texas had already opened up early one time when everybody else was staying closed, and so I figured there was a better opportunity for me to keep swimming and not get canceled. As soon as Texas opens, there's going to be a huge surge.
With more opportunities elsewhere, California universities, including Fresno State, could see a decline in funding from their athletic department. This is Ryan Jones for Fresno State Focus Radio Edition.
Thanks for joining us for today's Fresno State Focus Radio Edition. I'm Trevor Widger on 90.7 KFSR.
KFSR presents Fresno State Focus Radio Edition, Saturday mornings at 5. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.